Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Today is World Hepatitis Day, and the HSE are appealing to people who may have the virus to order a free home testing kit. It's estimated that up to 3,000 people in Ireland may currently have the blood-borne virus, which infects the liver and, if left untreated, can cause serious and potentially life-threatening damage. The HSE clinical lead for the Hepatitis C treatment programme is Professor Aidan McCormack. He joins us now on the line, and you're very welcome, Professor McCormack, to the programme this evening. Can you tell us who is at risk of having hepatitis C?
Oh, hi, Sarah. Thanks for having me on. Yes, hepatitis C is a blood-borne virus, so you have to be infected by blood or blood products from somebody else. So the people who tend to get infected are those who had blood products before 1992, when testing was introduced, or blood products in countries where the blood supply wasn't protected, or what's most likely in this country is people who've shared needles at some stage. Now, a lot of people, when they're young, you know, make a mistake and share a needle once. That's enough to give you hepatitis C. And the problem with hepatitis C is that in the majority of patients, it causes very little in the way of symptoms. But it gets into the liver, causes chronic inflammation, and over decades can result in cirrhosis or liver cancer and can be fatal. But the good news is that we have medications now taken once a day for 8 to 12 weeks can cure the virus in 95% of patients with the first treatment course, and we can get the majority of the rest with a second treatment course.
Okay, so the key really is to find out if you have it, to not maybe put your head in the sand and hope for the best, or perhaps have a little bit of embarrassment, as you say, over, you know, sharing needles or whatever it might be that might have led you to possibly be open to the disease. So what can you do then if you think that possibly you might have been open to it in the past or exposed to it in the past?
Go to your GP or doctor, get checked. But some people don't want to for various reasons. And the HSE has launched a confidential testing, home testing service in April of this year, which has been very successful. It was a pilot program, and we've had over 4,000 kits ordered so far. And it's been really successful. We've had about, I think, 35 or 40 come back positive, and they're in various stages of being checked and confirmed. And we have 5 people who are now being treated for the virus. And it's been at the moment, this testing kit means you have to prick your finger and put some drops of blood into a little tube, send it off. If it's positive, you'll be contacted by a nurse and we'll fast track you into double checking the result and then into treatment. Now, about 40% of the people who have ordered the kits have sent them back so far. And the big problem appears to be some people don't like pricking their finger or have difficulty putting blood into the tubes. So at the moment, we're developing with a company a home testing kit like a COVID test, where you just basically put it in your mouth, cover it with saliva and put it in the tube, and it gives you a test, you know, like the two little blue bars in a COVID test. And we hope to launch that in September. And hopefully that will increase the applicability of this test.
All right. Well, it sounds like it's exactly the right thing to do. So, Professor McCormack, just very briefly, if people do want to order a free home testing kit, where do they go or what do they do?
Just go onto the HSE website and type in hepatitis C test, and you'll be put into the form. And all you have to be is an adult, over 18 years of age, in Ireland, and it'll be posted out to your address. Put in your mobile phone number, and it'll be posted out to your address.
Professor Aidan McCormack, thank you very much for joining us.